He's not even here, but I need the recording. Okay, fine. So we're on Daf Reish Samach. Trying to understand, grappling, trying very hard to understand what is this importance of the life of a Jew who is doing nothing. And we saw that it's very important because the whole world is mavatul for that. So we mentioned there the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoy, that he was koine olama b'shachas, or he did all the aveirut, whatever, and we said, so we have to understand. The work we have to do is to understand how is it possible for Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoy to do what he did? How did he do that? What did he understand that when they told him he couldn't do tshuva, he was misoyed the tshuva? Yeah, that's a good question. That's what's bothering us here. His whole life he was in Memte Sharei Tumah. Suddenly they tell him he can't do tshuva. What was Mo'irim? What did he understand? So that's what we need to understand here. We need to understand. That's the sugar we need to understand. As Leish Li'ayin, Reish Samach Aleph, top of the page. Keitzad Kona Rebbe Elazar ben Dudoy es Olama v'Shachas. How did he do that? U'b'yayisat Tzarech B'yeh, more we understand, Ma Kora b'Shach Shishom Hashem Mekabli Moise B'Tshuva. What happened to him when they said, we're not going to Mekabli your Tshuva? They don't become a tshuva. it was bothering him. He wasn't from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. He was.
What was in the beginning?
He was doing every Aveira in the book. Before that. No, it doesn't say. So obviously, I don't need to know. Otherwise, Gemara would tell me. First of all, he was a Rebbe in Chayda.
Maybe that's what.
What is?
He had the past. He felt guilty about it. He was always doing it. He never had a path. Why did he feel guilty?
No one says he felt guilty. Nobody doesn't say he felt guilty. You do tshuva from guilt?
Yeah.
No one ever did tshuva from guilt.
No.
You just do more virus from guilt. We have to stop and discuss that. That looks like Baruch somewhere here behind. Wow. Will we?
Oh.
Baruch my boy. So nice to have you back, brother.
We're all brothers here.
What are you so? Are you so miserable to be back? What's wrong? You want to go back again to America? You didn't bring any mutations back with you, eh? All good. You didn't mutate or whatever.
It has me three times.
Okay, fine. The Seder, okay. So, all right. So you're talking about guilt now. Guilt. Do I want to go down that path? No one ever did tshuva from guilt. From guilt, you only do aveiras. Do we want to go down that path?
Yeah.
Let's hold that for 1 second, because I've got a much more pressing question here that I need to deal with, and then remind me, we'll come back and discuss guilt sometime, okay? Maybe the end of this. Let's just get through this. I want to answer the question. Rabbi Elazar ben Dudoy was Isaac in aveiras in Memte Sharei Tumah kol his life. What he was before, the Gemara doesn't tell me, so obviously it's... Make a project out of that and go see him. I mean, somewhere discusses who he was before. Oh, well, yeah, what happened? Why he did what he did? I don't know. He got a patch from the Rebbe in Chayda and he went to the Derech. I don't know what his excuses were, but he had some big tithers and he went to fulfill them. The bottom line is he suddenly they tell him you're not going to be able to do tshuva, and he gets a fright and he does tshuva. And we'll see. It was tshuva mi'ava, which sounds quite strange. I would have said it should have been Chuvim Yiri. Sani Rez, I'm going to get Olam Haba. He's going to go to Gehenna. He gets a fright. He does Chuvim from. We'll see it because we'll see that it actually did Chuvim Yahavu. What was Masayri when they told him he can't do Chuvim? What got him going? So the simple chat is he suddenly saw the gates of Gehenna opening up in front of him and he got a fright. But that's not going to explain why that was Chuvim Yahavu. Okay, so he says a chat, yeah? You can agree with it. You can disagree with it. He said that enough time. Whatever you don't agree with, don't agree. Maybe, like you saying, there's something in his past that he was something before this, and therefore, Moira, he saw his father's picture in his head or whatever. I don't know. Okay, except you don't have that. The Mot Chosim in a Sefer, that's the Pshat, because the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. Okay, so, and then we have to discuss why it couldn't have been because of guilt. Okay. Adam Shaya Shakur Betumas Achet, Maza Zeo Tobu Shomo, Kihu Einu Yoichel Lachzor Betshuva. Nilo Levaye, Kishu Shomo Shain Makabli Moise Betshuva, it's possible to explain, he says, that when he heard that they weren't going to be Makabalim Betshuva, they weren't going to Makabalim Betshuva, he suddenly realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lose it. There's a big part of the Marechet that needs it. And therefore Hashem is going to lose this whole world that's called Rebbe Loza Ben Dadoi. That gave him the unbelievable desire to go back to Hashem. I don't know which Svarim he's referring to. Svarim HaKadoshim, when people say Svarim HaKadoshim, he's usually referring to Kabbalah Svarim. I don't know what he's referring to here, because we've been asked to go look that up and see, because you see they're dealing with the subject. But it says there that it was Tshuva Mi'ahava. Tshuva She'alei Omru Chazal Zidonis Nasis Kuschiyois. He did Tshuva Mi'ahava. Kashi Hu Shoma Ki Ebed Esayv Shiruta Achreina Lachzor B'Tshuva. When he heard, finally, that's it. You can't do tshuva, which means you can't go back to your father. You know, the father kicks the son out because he wants him to go out there and take a few knocks and bumps and get a few punches or whatever. So he realizes reality of life, so he'll come home. Yeah. And the son's out there having a good time, whatever, and going through life and whatever. No one's telling him what to do. And he can get up when he wants and go when he wants, but no responsibilities. And suddenly he realizes someone has burnt the bridge and he's never going to be able to go back to his father again. He's never going to be able to go home. Suddenly gets into a panic because he wants to go home, he wants to be with his father. He's not everything a good time, and wherever he wants, he can always go back. Suddenly he realizes, I can't go back. Oh, he suddenly chaps a pachad. He wants to go back to his parents, he's missing his parents, he wants to go home. That's the marshal of what happened there. Suddenly he found the mid of Ava was suddenly more. I don't care about Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, but Hashem's going to lose me. I'm going to lose Hashem. Kol tshukosa hi she'azke l'shuv l'avi shebishamayim. His whole desire was to go back to Hashem. I want to add, it could be that I'm wrong. I don't know. I need to think about this clearly. It's because the avarice he was doing were avarice mitaiva. He was over the teavon. He wasn't over the hachis. If he was over the hachis, I don't know if this would have happened. Possible to rebel. He was doing these avairas not as a rebellion against Hashem. The avairas he were doing were taivadika avairas, lustful avairas. So he was going off the things that were lustful. There's a possibility to be chayzer b'tshuva. There's a possibility also if you're doing it to rebel. You're doing it because you want to. You're giving a patch to Hashem. You see the avairas he was involved in were le teavon, were avairas of lust. Could be that comes back. You wake up. After he does tshuva, when he does tshuva, that's what Rabbi Yuna Nosi says. Lo dain davale tshuva shemakavli moisoy avtilu koinim Rabbi. After the tshuva became Rabbi, why? Because all his avairas became mitzvahs. He had a big bag of mitzvahs. Wow. He was over every avair in the book, which means he had now every mitzvah in the book. Sadiq Gomel, Rebbe. Yeah. Why is the Shah wiki move the Shah for Pisha about Mikol, Mikomakom, Noga Lilibo Maye Altsaru Shilakosh Boku? When he realized everything's lost, he wasn't worried about himself anymore. Now he's worried about what's going to be with the Shah. Hashem is waiting and waiting for him to come back to him. And he keeps running away from Hashem because of the tithes, let's say. He wasn't rebelling. When he got to this level of tshuva, all his avarice become schiot. In a short period of time, he was masakin his whole life. He resurrected all the dead moments of his life until now, and he gave them life. That's the chesed of Hashem, that he gives us time to do tshuva. He took the value of his life and he turned it into eternity. Let's make it a bit more, break the ear a little bit more, make it from a moshul that's more relevant to our times. There's the guy on the number one wanted list of the FBI, whatever, yeah? This is the most wanted criminal in the world. So what did they do? They set a trap for him by his mother's house. Yeah, they set up all the commandos and whatever. They hide around his mother's house. So when he comes to see his mother, they can chap him. He can't see. He comes there, everything looks fine. They're, whatever. Now he's not stupid. He's the number one guy on the hit list. He's obviously got a bit of experience. He knows that the one place they're going to be looking for him is by his mother, so he doesn't go there. One day somebody tells him, somebody's got contact with him or whatever, that his mother's sitting and crying and crying and crying because she wants to see her son and she can't see her son and she's dying from it. You can know the Jewish mother. Let's say it's a Jewish mother. And schmaltz with the guilt there, and he, you know, fine, okay. So nimchora rachamov. So he obviously rege sha'av tivi leimo yisrael. The boy's natural love for his mother gets aroused. At shechoshov, did he think to himself? Ani nimusuga loyla leimi itzak zeh elech levrok viima filu adav yale al b'chay and ani nimusuga lamoid b'tzar shlimi. What'll be will be. I can't stand to cause my mother pain like this anymore. I'm going, what'll be will be. Obviously, he'll try to do his best, whatever, but whatever will be will be. He walked into the trap and he knew he was waiting for him. Just so he can be able to see his mother should be able to see him. That was the tshuva of Rebbe Lozo. Okay, the marshal doesn't go the whole way. The marshal obviously doesn't go the whole way. But that's just to get a feeling of what it will be. I'll lose a lama, but I want to go back to Hashem. I don't want Hashem to lose me. I don't want my mother to lose me. I want to go see my mother. Kashe chaya chet mevim es adam lecharot ko amuka. When a life of sin brings a person to charata, and you want to tie that's got something to do with guilt, chas v'chalila, ko amuka, deep charata, at shumeis mitoich bechi shel charata. He died from this thing called charata. Nimtzeim kain shekol ha'chatoim alalu shimshu b'kmanof, val utzma adira l'tshuva b'ndregel v'yoysa. All these chatoim that he had was some kind of a lift, like a crane that lifted up all his, lifted him up with a very high level of tshuva. It was the chet that was goyrim, the unbelievable love and closeness he was able to achieve. It was dafka the chet that caused him to reach this very high level of tshuva. The hopelessness of his situation is what gave him the boost. Have a oimer. Rega echad b'chay yudi tomen b'chay v'chayim shleimim. Remember, we're trying to understand where's the value of one moment of a Jew's life, even if he's not doing anything, because in one moment of a Jew's life, because in one moment of a yid's life, this moment now, he can be chayz of a tshuva be'ava and take his whole life that's come before and turn that into eternity. All the lost moments of his life, Avram was bor b'yomim. Avram came with all his days intact. Right now, all my days are not intact. So how do I ever get them back? Tshuva me'ava. When can you do tshuva me'ava? Any moment. That means every moment has the potential for eternity. Even if right now I'm not doing anything. That's Pshat. It says Yesh Koine Olama B'Sha'achas. That's what Rebbe Gizokto. B'Sha'achas who Mesubil Ha'ofich is Kol Chayv U'Natet Le Mashmois Nitzvus. In one moment, a person can take his entire life and turn it into eternity. Now make Yisabin. Let's go a bit deeper. Naniach Ki Rebbe Lozeb Ben Dadoi. Hayumam Shich Lichyoit La'achir Rege Zeh Rege Nosaf. Let's say, for example, he didn't die when he did this tshuva. But he carried on living for another moment. Ubo hu hayamamik es tshuvosa v'zeichel ha-madrega gavua yoysa shel tshuva mi'ava. Let's say it utilized that moment to go to the next stage, above tshuva mi'ava, whatever that is. V'vadashi dekach hu hayamakil es kol shesop. Then all his schus up to now would have been quantifiably, exponentially bigger. And another minute, we gave the share once about exponential growth in Ruchnias. Yeah, yeah, you remember that? That's what's going on here. Two times two is. Keeps doubling and doubling and doubling. Wow. Okay, and Ein Sof. No, we're alive. We weren't Koine Olama B'Sha'achas and died. We're alive. So every minute a person does a bit more tshuva, does another aspect. He grows a bit more, understands he's learning a bit better. It's Mekupala Mekupala, and he's getting more and more Netzach. Rege Echad Mesuga Kol Yudi La'afuch Shonim Sholcheit La'itz in Yisrael's Nitzchios. Fine. That doesn't answer the question, however. That answers the question of what's the value of a human life, of a Jew's life. That Akosh Baruch is prepared a mevatel all the shavosim and whatever for. It doesn't answer what's the value of a Jew's life. He's not going to be able to do tshuva because he's in a coma. They didn't answer that question yet. Yeah, we're talking about somebody to tshuva because he did something. Or he could do something. Maybe he didn't. He will. He won't. I don't know. But the guy that's in a coma, so you can say, yeah, because maybe he'll wake up and do tshuva. That can happen. It can happen. Ephraim Waxman's father-in-law tells a Moedi Kamaisa this. Ron Vexen's father-in-law was lived in England. I don't know what the maiden name was. He was a Hosh of a Rob in England. I don't know what his name was, so maybe you would know him. But Ron Vexen's Shvei, I don't know who he was. I don't know if Ron Vexen's wife is. I don't know. I just know him. He's a Rosh Hashiv in Monsi. He's on the Doyle Gedoyle Oilam in America, in the world today. So his father was in a coma. He was in a very mad matzav. So they flew to London to be with him, to spend, you know, whatever, the last moments to be with him. So they got there and they were sitting there for a few days, and he was Bliakara, Erev Shabbos. He suddenly wakes up. He sits up and he goes, "Rav Frank, what are you doing here? When did you get here?" You know, he's talking to him and he's smoozy, he recognizes everybody. So his brother-in-law, the son of this Yid, turns around and says, "It's nearly Shkia. He can put on tefillin. He didn't put on tefillin for a while. I don't know how long he's been in a coma. Put on tefillin." So he stood up. Mamash, he stood up and he's put on tefillin and he said, "Shma." He got back into bed, karma, whatever. He went to sleep and on Motzei Shabbos was it Tzias Neshama. He never woke up again. So what the tragesh that a Yid can wake up from a coma, do one more mitzvah, put on tefillin, and the tshuva, they said, "Vidoy with him," said, "Shema Yisrael." That was it. So he told this story to a chavar of his. Told the story to a chavar. The chavar was more taken by it. It's a big moment, yeah? Can you imagine? It's our story. Guy wakes up just before he's about to die. He puts on tefillin, says Shema, says "Vidoy," and he goes, "That's it." Look what a chav that is, yeah? It's massacred your whole life. So this friend, finally back half an hour later, said, "You know, I've just been thinking. I put on tefillin every day. What's a big chav that he put on tefillin just before he died? Because wow, put on tefillin, that's a big thing. But I put on tefillin every day, and I don't feel that moment of eternity." I put on tefillin every day. He's sitting here wearing tefillin. Do I feel like him in the presence of the Shekhinah? Like, wow, what's going on here? No. But it happened just before he died. Yeah, but I'm alive. So why don't I get the message? Okay, so that's the, anyway, that was a... There's unbelievable moments of achievement that a person can attain. The value of a life. Okay, so maybe that's a bit of a teretz, but still, Chaselanu Havana. I have to be Mechal Shabbos for this vegetable. Yo. Okay. The bottom line comes out is that our lives have untold value, even when we're not doing and we're not being matzliach, in seemingly matzliach in what we're supposed to be doing. There's an incredible value in the life of a yid, even if he's not doing anything. And that we have to celebrate. Lord Varimailu, Novin is Maimru Shil Dovin Amelecha Vesholem Shaomo, Vachatasi Negdi Tomit. Dovin Melech says, Vashivisi Hashem Negdi Tomit, but he also said, Vachatasi Negdi Tomit. He sins in front of him all the time. Also, according to Yon Nusach, Dovin Amelech is walking around guilt ridden. He sins in front of him the whole time. He should be immobilized. He should be totally dysfunctional. Deep need of therapy. You know, he sins in front of him all the time. You tell the guy, forget about it. You did tshuva, move on. You're walking around with all this baggage. What do you chatasi negdi tomit? It sounds like an obsessive compulsive disorder, you know? No, really. Mashu lo besedi ito. Dovin ha-melech ha-vesholem ha-amik b'tshuva kol yemei chayov. Aloi sechet she'i dak min adak. On that sin, which is not even a sin, kol she'i me dovet chet ha-ene le-toyf. Whoever says David HaMelech did a sin, he's only making a mistake. Try and find the Aveira there, Maod Maod Kashe, to see what he did wrong. Ad she'omra lav chachomim koloim edovit chota ene letoi, b'derech tshuvosoi, hu nitzel es achet lemamritz u medarben l'izkavrus l'kodesh boruch, v'mata lo yisif ava al avosoi. He took that speck off for him, what was for him some kind of an Aveira, and he used it to elevate himself and to get closer and closer to Tim Kolyomov. You know, it's an amazing thing. We often ask ourselves, what does Hashem want? So we don't know what Hashem wants. You know, you have a situation. Yeah, we just went through a year of corona. Going through a year of corona. What does Hashem want from this? I don't know what Hashem wants from this. We don't know what Hashem wants, okay? But sometimes Hashem tells us what he wants. Haboiche b'shirei zimro. Yeah, we say that every day. Bapsuk in the Zimra there, we say, Haboiche b'shirei Zimra. Hashem's got a lot of things he could do. A lot of manyen things he could do. What does he choose to do? To listen to my Bapsuk in the Zimra. That's what Hashem's doing. He's listening. Haboiche, he chooses to listen to my Haroitzeb is Shuvah. He wants Shuvah. Hashem's Roitzeb is Shuvah. What does Hashem want? He created Shuvah before the world. He wants you to do Shuvah. He loves Shuvah. Also give him something that he wants. Why not to give him that? His right to be shuva. Not repent, you evil person, before you die. Not Christians. It's Christianity. No, he wants you to come home. Who writes it? Shuva. Every father wants his child to come home. Which father doesn't want his child to come home? Right to be shuva. What does Hashem want? Shuva. So Dovid HaMelech understood that. But he never did anything wrong. How can you do shuva? No, he utilized it. You know, it's amazing insight I saw. I don't know who says this. The most unbelievable insight I saw on Shabbos. David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu's fathers were the two Yidden, two of the few Yidden in the world that the Torah says never sinned. Avram and Yishai were two of the five, I think, Chazal bring there, that never sinned. They died because of the chet of Adam and Rishon. Yeah? And yet their children, Moshe and David, who the Torah talks about their avarice all the time, yeah, achieved a lot more than their parents. Moshe achieved more than Amram? Not even a question. David achieved more than Yishai? What are you talking about? But Yishai, they never did a sin in their lives. Wow, that's big. How would you like to go to heaven without having ever done an Aveira? Sounds geschmack, yeah? Yeah, but you won't be David and Moshe then. Then you'll be Amram and Yishai. Choshuv. You'll have a son called David and Moshe. There's a gam choshuv. Yeah, I know, but you see what the Torah is telling you here. You want to get to be David, you want to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. You got to go out there and you got to make mistakes, you got to try, you got to battle. Don't hide away and then you sit in a cave somewhere and you be a tzaddik yisodoylom. No, get out there and mix it with the world and you'll make mistakes. Chetosi negdi tomid. Hashem says that's gewaldig. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu makes mistakes. Hashem's ready to wipe him out. Hashem's ready to wipe out Moshe. He says, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had a rough time with Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you compare? The greatest human being that ever lived. Because sometimes of the faults. Why did he have to run off to the sheep that ran away, the little baby sheep, and go get it? Because he was a shtickle negligent. whatever, I'm on his level. How did the sheep run away? Because it was thirsty. Why didn't he know it was thirsty? I said, oh, you said he was busy with all the Nach Tzadik as well. He got a punch from the lion. Yeah? Wow. I mean, wow. You know what he was up to? Most people can't handle a house with 10 kids, you know, and they all come home with different times, all have a different taste and food, whatever, can break the best of mothers. And Yanoch had to feed, I mean, you know, he had to go out there into the jungles there of Africa and feed every animal at the right time with the right food and be prepared and, wow, and clean out the cages. And it was a second life. Because when you're involved, you like to make a mistake. When you make a mistake, that's where you become grateful. Avoid the kids of it. He utilized that chet in order to. Lo bichdi amru chachamim al David HaMelech ki hikim oile shel tshuva. David HaMelech huze asher hoiru lanu es aderek keitzad lityaches the chet. Moit Cotton, the Gemara there says that David was the one that put tshuva on the map. He's the one that taught us how to relate to chet, to mistakes. He taught us the unbelievable value and power and elevation of sin when a person fixes it. The person that does that can get to a place where the greatest tzaddikim can't get. Amram and Yishai, the biggest tzaddikim, you can't get bigger than that. He never did an aveira. That's the classic definition of a tzaddik. He can't get to where his son got to. Why? Because his son was a chayte. Not a chayte, but he had shaykhes to tshuva. When you have shaykhes to tshuva, that's a dagger that takes you to a place where no one else can go. Abikad darkeinu lamadnu shirega sholchayim areihu kegarin shil eitz hatomen b'choyves kol ha'ilan kuloi. The moment of a Jew's life is like a seed. In that moment, the same as in a seed is the potential for infinite trees and fruits more. In the moment of a Jew's life is the potential for unbelievable fruits. The potential of life is there. That's why if you kill a person or you shorten his life even, that's Ritzicha Gemura. Why? Because even if you steal a moment of his life, it's a tzicha gemura because that moment is a whole life, is a whole world. Choshev ladgish, dvori meido einim boim ele kedai l'shabris o'isa. He said, you have to understand, we're not coming out to understand this because we can't. Just bringing this to open up the ear a little bit, just to flex the muscles a little bit, so we can try and get a taste of this. Asim elakachi sharei mashmois rege chaim shib yodi gavur. He even is gava gam adragais avelu. The truth is, we haven't even really begin to understand what the moment of the Jew's life is. It's much greater and bigger than what we just said. This was just a little bit of a Pesach, a taste, a free sample. Aval rego shelachaim o'ilam amole. It's an entire infinite universe, every moment of a life. Gam chaim shel tzemach. He's going to deal with that now. Even the life of a vegetable, even a human vegetable. Not lokora, unconscious. Shaini oisek lo b'tshuva meyire v'lo b'tshuva me'ave choshuva heim b'yoisa. That's also choshuv ad me'yoisa. Because the loch is, you can't shorten that life either. We don't understand. Kashkashkof v'zum alav akul yudi v'kol tzad v'shol b'chayov. When this perspective, this outlook, escorts a person through every step and moment he goes through life, even if he's going through terrible yusurim, bitter, terrible yusurim, and he's asking, what am I living for? What do I need this for? Maspikva. They don't come to his head. You know why? He has no sense of what am I living for, because he understands. Depression and a lack of what am I living for doesn't come into his, it's not part of his environment. If I'm alive, it's because Hashem wants me to be alive. He knows why I'm living and for what I'm living. לשם כך הוא מוכן לוותר את כל העולם, ולכן אפילו אני מצידי מוכן לוותר על חי חס וחלילה, השם is prepared to מוותר his whole world to keep me alive. So therefore, even if I'm prepared to give up my life, חס וחלילה, הוא מקוש ברוך הוא חובץ בו, אם השם wants your life, he's not prepared to give up your life. יש לו מטר נסגוב בחי, והיא כל חשובה עד שאין שיחל הנאי שיש להשיג. No human being can grasp the importance of that moment. לכן שמחה ואישה הם לי להיות שותף ואישה מטרנלה לכי סבור השם יסבור. Okay, there's a nice word, and they're very nice, and you hear them the first time, they're מאוד מאוירה, but when you step back a second, you'll be honest with yourself, the laws are כלום. What we just said now doesn't help כלום, גורניש. Doesn't help, because when you're in pain and you're suffering, and what you want is not happening, and what you want is good things, what you want is what Hashem wants, and you're not getting it as a kohev, and you get miserable, thinking these thoughts doesn't always help. I'm sorry to ask uncomfortable questions, because you said, wow, that's gewaldig. Everybody walks out, you have a simcha, but you've laved off, and you come to me tomorrow and say, I'm having a bit of a problem. You say, wow, Baruch Hashem, you're the happiest man in the world. You're so lucky, you're suffering so much. Gewaldig. Yeah, no. Ze lo kol kach pashut. When you face real suffering and real trauma that people are going through, ze lo ze, if you don't understand something else. Remind me tomorrow to talk about suffering. The relationship we have with suffering and how a person's supposed to approach that. Not worth missing, I can tell you now.